This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests held in dozens of cities across the nation over the weekend against governors issuing stay-at-home orders because of the coronavirus pandemic. And President Trump said at yesterday's coronavirus briefing he does agree that some efforts being made by governors to stop the spread of COVID-19 are too extreme.
Some governors have gone too far. Some of the things that happened are maybe not so appropriate. And I think in the end it's not going to matter because we're starting to open up our states. And I think they're going to open up very well.
The chairman of the National Association of Governors, Maryland's Larry Hogan, says,
"Look, we're doing everything we possibly can to reopen in a safe manner, but I don't think it's helpful to encourage demonstrations and encourage people to go against the president's own policy."
Hogan spoke on CNN's State of the Union, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of nature, no question, your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. So again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, give him my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
With so many people out of work from the pandemic, more people are going hungry, and USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
From the streets of Southern California to the sidewalks of Maine, the financial fallout from the pandemic crisis is now triggering a hunger crisis. In Maine, Trinity Jubilee Center Director Aaron Reed said it's getting hard to keep up.
We're seeing folks who we can tell have never had to ask for food before, and second of all, people who were already struggling.
Thank you, Jim.
Like single parents, parents working low-wage jobs, elderly people, disabled people. They used to be able to get food from different places in the community, and a lot of those food kitchens and food pantries have shut down, so people are relying on us for even more food.
According to Feeding America, the nation's largest hunger relief organization, before the virus outbreak, there were already 37 million people nationwide who didn't have enough to eat. That number is expected to grow by an additional 17 million during the crisis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
People are remembering a dark day in American history. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Until 9/11, it was the deadliest domestic terrorism incident in U.S. history. It's the 25th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing that killed 168 people and injured nearly 700 others. A rental truck filled with explosives was detonated outside the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in O.C., and the blast destroyed or damaged more than 300 buildings within a 16-block radius. Former U.S. Army soldiers Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols, convicted of the attack, both had ties to right-wing extremist groups. McVeigh claimed that he targeted that building to avenge the raid on the compound of a Branch Davidian religious sect in Waco, Texas, which had happened 2 years prior.
Pope Francis left the Vatican to call for equality. USA's John Hunt has more.
Pope Francis is urging the faithful to use the coronavirus pandemic's time of trial to prepare a future where inequalities are abolished and the poorest are no longer left behind. Francis traveled a few blocks outside the Vatican walls to celebrate Mass at a nearby church to march a special feast day dedicated to mercy. Only a few priests were in the pews, given Italy's strict virus lockdown. Francis said the grave global toll of the pandemic has reminded the world that there are no borders between those who suffer, no differences in nationalities among those who are struck or spared. He said, "We are all frail, all equal, and all precious."
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Okay, okay, all right. Well, hello, America. Hope you had a great weekend, a safe one, and stayed well. I am Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Of course, a lot of interesting and frustrating, at the same time, discussion on the Sunday news shows. I'm not sure we accomplished much, because even at times when you thought that maybe people should be accountable for what they're saying, you know, whether it's Chris Wallace, of course, the liberal media continues to, you know, carry the water that anything against Donald Trump. And, you know, it must be frustrating to them. That's all I've got to say, because it doesn't gain any traction. All it does is it continues to silo the differences of the American people. You know, people who, you know, love Trump, people who hate Trump, and there is a decidedly growing sliver of, and I say growing, maybe growing in the wrong way, a sliver of undecideds that are just so confused and cannot seem to understand what's going on. But what they do understand is that their constitutional rights are being impinged upon. And of course, the media and certain members of Congress want to blame Donald Trump for, you know, what is happening. I want you to listen to what Mauling Hemingway had to say yesterday.
The president unveiled those new guidelines at a very sober news conference. He was in sync with his medical experts. He deferred to the government, governor, saying they will take the lead, which the president wanted. And the media reaction was largely, well, that's nice, but it's very vague. It's not realistic. It's not happening anytime soon. Your thoughts?
When President Trump made his plan for how to reopen the economy and how different people should be responding to data, it seemed almost difficult to criticize it, but we do have a media that seemed to criticize literally anything that President Trump will say about this. And they also have a particular bias, I think, against reopening the economy. For some reason, they really seem to think that this shutdown needs to last for an incredibly long period of time, perhaps until a vaccine is found. It's just not great that everybody in the media seems to share this bias and be so opposed to ending the economic catastrophe, even as we're all concerned about the global pandemic.
You know, you would love to hear some objectivity there from the media. I mean, look at, there's no question. This is going to be, everybody has an idea on how to make this happen. And, of course, it's always interesting to hear people, you know, all the Sunday morning quarterbacking, particularly from, you know, the House leader, Nancy Pelosi. And we'll talk more about that in the next segment. But, you know, it's getting quite wearing. especially when people are at home not having $25,000 refrigerators loaded with ice cream. And, you know, they're scrambling. They're scrambling because they haven't gotten a paycheck. You know, all this pressure of staying at home, not to mention, you know, the continual onslaught of all this negativity and things that are happening. It's interesting because the Swedish economist, and as you know, Sweden was one of the few countries that refused to shut down. They just decided, hey, they're going to do it different. And they've actually got quite a track record. Yes, they're social distancing and doing responsible things, but they didn't shut down their economy. And he says at the end, and this is a top economist for Sweden, he says probably at the end of the day, epidemiologist, and he says at the end of the day, probably what they will discover, and he's talking about the world, what they'll discover is whether you shut down or kept open, there was very little difference. So this is, I think, what common sense Americans are realizing in asking the critical questions about our government. And what is going on here that you've got this push of science? So we've got to have all this science in place. Well, remember, the early models came from a source group that gave us all this bogus information on climate change. I mean, if we went along with what they said, which we didn't at all, and the planet still continues to live. Remember, you know, you remember Al Gore's movies. You know, An Inconvenient Truth. And, you know, it was just, it was supposed to be a disaster. We were supposed to be all underwater by now. And we would not know the world in the 21st century as we know it today if you went by those models. And they were early model developers of this COVID-19, the coronavirus. And, of course, the other debate is, where did it come from? Did it come from China? I mean, even Dr. Birx is kind of very, you know, genteel about this. And maybe she needs to be, and that's okay. Maybe she's not expected to do this. Maybe the questions, the critical questions about where it came from needs to be from somebody other than Dr. Fauci or Dr. Birx. And that's not to say that they're blinded by it. Maybe it's not important, although sometimes, I mean, she says two things. Sometimes she'll say it's important to know where it came from, and other times it will be a bit confusing. Now, Gordon Chang, who has been kind of the voice here in America for us to help us understand, Gordon is a Chinese-American TV pundit. You've seen him on TV quite a bit, widely known for his book, The Coming Collapse of China, in which he claimed that the hidden non-performing loans of the big four Chinese state banks would likely bring down China's financial system and its communist government. Interesting perspective on his book. And listen to what he's had to say about China's position and Wuhan.
This is what the WHO has been doing from the very beginning, is basically bolstering China's story. And by the way, Griff, there's a lot of evidence that suggests this comes from the lab. A January 24th article from The Lancet, which is the authoritative British medical journal, said that many of the initial coronavirus cases did not come from the wet market, which is China's theory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they didn't come from the wet market, they had to have come from the lab. Mm-hmm. The WHO from the get-go has been in China's pocket, and that's because the director general was essentially put there with a Chinese marketing campaign. So that's the way he was elected. He is a communist anyway, so you can see the connections there.
Gordon, a couple days ago on Fox and Friends First, I spoke to you at 5 a.m. I believe it was Thursday, and at that point I had asked you, where do you think we will be with the WHO in about 6 months? And your answer was, you hope 6 months from now we see senior leaders resigning. It's been a few days since we had that conversation. Do you still feel that way? Who in particular? And is there anything else that you think needs to happen in the course of the next few months?
Yeah, yes, I do. I do see the senior leadership being removed. And the specific people, well, that would be Dr. Tedros, the director general. It would be Bruce Allward, who is sometimes called the number two at the WHO. It would be probably most Chinese nationals who are in the senior leadership. You know, the WHO does a great job. They're doctors and professionals. But that work is being nullified by the senior leadership. And we learned that on Monday when a senior WHO doctor, Maria von Kirchhoff, basically said she knew that this was human-to-human transmission. dismissible from the get-go, but the senior leadership of the WHO just ignored her. And that is the reason why we have the outbreak.
And, of course, a lot was shut down by China itself with everything they did, which makes it all quite, you know, suspicious and makes people continue to ask questions and, unfortunately, puts us in the realm of the conspiratorial and as if we're bad because China's withheld information and we come up with other propositions. I think it's fair game. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
I'm afraid that he's going to act on the set basis of what he's acted before. It's a hoax. It's magically going to disappear. And that's why I sent out the letter that I did after Easter, because Easter gave me time for reflection and prayerfulness about, okay, we don't want to keep harping on what he did wrong. because he failed. He's failed in the testing and the rest and the hoax it's going to magically disappear. That's not based on science. This isn't magical. This is scientific. And so I said, if he continues to predicate the action that we take on a false premise, then we're in further danger. And his earlier delay and denial caused deaths. And so it's very important that we walk the line that is close to evidence, data, science, as we go forward, and not whimsy, magic, hoax, allegations, and placing blame instead of taking responsibility. And again, I was fearful about this. I didn't, when people said to me this and that.
Nancy Pelosi with George Stephanopoulos, and interesting. I don't know what it is about the speaker, because even with Chris Wallace did not want to hold her accountable for some of her statements and allowed her just to come on and, he touched on it a little bit, but really with Stephanopoulos, no shutdown. Just let her have, a couple of minutes of diatribe and editorial that was unfounded. I mean, to talk about this hoax, which, that she wants to continue to portray, and somehow there's credibility in what she says because she's prayerful. I'll tell you, for a man of faith and who prays every day, it really bothers me when the use of prayer as some sort of, I must be right, so to speak, because I prayed about it. And the way she comes across, and she's done this repeatedly, it's like, Nancy, please, do me a favor. I mean, first of all, it bothers me because we do, in a sense, share, you say you're a Catholic. But there's nothing, some of the positions that you take on abortion do not align with the Catholic faith. And when you talk about praying, and then you come back and you're so mean-spirited at a time when we need unity, when we need the leadership to come together, okay, look it, like any kind of situation you're going to have in a boardroom, there's going to be differences of opinion. But when you come outside of that boardroom, especially when you have a crisis like we're dealing with right now, you need everybody on the same page. Now, I have to believe if we could have a reasonable conversation with the speaker and say, look, help me understand what things you do agree. I understand there's things you don't you disagree with the president on. But what is it that you agree on, and what can you support and champion in this cause that we are fighting in this COVID-19? Because it is an all-front war. It is not just a political battle, certainly not, and it's not just a scientific battle. It's also a human battle, and this is why people organically, and even CNN doesn't quite understand the idea of organic occurrences that are happening across the country. It's not like President Trump told everybody in Michigan, hey, go out there, go storm, the governor's house. Now, the president will make comments and he'll send out a tweet, that supports it, because that is a constitutional right. Now, you may disagree with that, but there are people who say, look, this is my right. What is it? Why is it that we're shutting down? Why is it other countries, like in Sweden, that they're still open? And even the top epidemiologist says, at the end of the day, we'll probably figure out that there was no big difference between the countries that shut down versus the countries that did. And so when you look at all that we've invested in this shutdown, and it is an investment, ladies and gentlemen, or it's a deferral of, it's certainly a deferral of income, and people are hurting, and Nancy Pelosi, who talks about urgency, but she's happy to stay at home. I mean, I don't hear her having a lot of meetings over this PPP. Oh, it's serious. It's there. We need to have to happen. But yet it's drug out because she wants to make sure that her particular pet projects are in that. Well, the American people are taking notes and they're seeing this for what it is. And this is why, the Democrats, if you watch a lot of Democrats are not championing her cause. They're kind of just sitting back in the shadows and letting her, you know, take the hit because they feel she's got enough political capital that she can get away with it, because she's always gotten away with it. And that, you know, she'll get reelected. And assuming the House is still in the hands, heaven help us, of the Democrats. And I say heaven help us because, you know, this kind of opposition that is going on is not constructive. What Nancy Pelosi is saying and doing at the end of the day doesn't bring us together. It only separates us all the more. Now, she says she prays about it and that she considers herself to be the bigger person. Well, the bigger person would come alongside Donald Trump in his deficiencies, and we all have weaknesses, we have strengths, but come alongside and say, okay, what can I do to support this president because of the tragedy that the American, that the United States of America is enduring right now? But no, let's just keep it political, because November is, you know, right there in the, you know, right there in the front window. And she's looking at that, and it seems like she's always motivated by the election, what's coming up, and the chance that, you know, that she could hold on to the House, also an increasing chance that maybe they could get the Senate, and just hope upon hope that they could possibly win the White House, because there is no way that Donald Trump deserves to be there. He gets an F. Really? He gets an F? Come on. I mean, that's extreme. I don't know. Again, I would say help me understand. Help me understand that, but also help me understand how you can help, you know, the president and be a powerful force. I mean, no doubt she's in a strong position in as much as she has a lot of influence. But I believe that she's destroying some of her credibility along the way because of the way she talks and how she seems so disconnected. She's more concerned about you know, what extra things that she can get in these budget requests than it has to do with the everyday citizen right now being frustrated because they can't find toilet paper and they're running out of money, and you know, they're told the government is supposed to have this money there, and it's a process because, as I said, there's so many moving parts to this. It's not just about science, but that seems to be the mantra right now, and that seems to be the cover, even for the governors. We don't have enough science. You know what? We'll never have enough science. At some point, you have to make a decision and look at the cost-benefit analysis and say, okay, are we worse off? Are we making a decision based on fear, or are we making a decision that is rational? And that, yes, there is the fear component there, but if you've been feeding the fear monster, then you're going to get that kind of reaction. And we don't need to operate. We've operated out of fear for at least 4 to 6 weeks now, and look where we are. And I'm concerned that if we continue to chew on the fear monster, I mean, our whole worldview is going to change. It's going to be so fear-driven that it will never, we'll never be comfortable, and the effects of the coronavirus will go on well beyond. I think it could go, you know, in terms of its effects, it could be 18 months, it could be a couple of years, possibly. And because of this fear-mongering that's been taking place, as I said to you, I'm from California, and, you know, we get earthquakes. They come and they go. Here in the East Coast, with the hurricanes that come in, I mean, it's like a Super Bowl event. I mean, for 10 days, the media is hyping up, the hurricane, what's going to happen, everything else is going, wait a minute, hello, people. We got older people here in the state. And you are scaring the holy what-have-you out of them. It's a wonder we don't have mass heart attacks for all the fear-mongering that's going. See, but the older people are smart enough to go, they watch it, get an update, or they find other sources. They're not going to listen. But it's nonstop. And this is what's been going on, is every day there's more and more hype, and this thing gets worse and worse with every pundit. We've got more coming up. Thanks for joining us.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice.
MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. This is a message from everyone at MediShare, and it's a simple one. For nurses, hospital staff, doctors, thank you. Thank you for what you do and may be called on to do in the days ahead. And thank you, first responders and grocers and everyone who works late nights to stock shelves. Thank you, truck drivers and delivery workers. Thank you, caretakers of the elderly and vulnerable. To everyone who has their own families to be concerned for, but still serves all of us, thank you from the more than 400,000 members of MediShare.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests held in dozens of cities across the nation over the weekend against governors issuing stay-at-home orders because of the coronavirus pandemic. And President Trump said at yesterday's coronavirus briefing he does agree that some efforts being made by governors to stop the spread of COVID-19 are too extreme.
Some governors have gone too far. Some of the things that happened are maybe not so appropriate. And I think in the end it's not going to matter because we're starting to open up our states. And I think they're going to open up very well.
The chairman of the National Association of Governors, Maryland's Larry Hogan, says,
look, we're doing everything we possibly can to reopen in a safe manner, but I don't think it's helpful to encourage demonstrations and encourage people to go against the president's own policy.
Hogan spoke on CNN's State of the Union, and this is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
And around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And for more information about your money, and especially right now, we're probably looking at things like, how do I survive this? I mean, it's been weeks and counting, and we're still on a bit of a lockdown, but Jordan Goodman is here with some good answers as always. He's America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Hey, Mr. Jordan, how we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill. It's a volatile time, but I hope to give some helpful advice there.
Exactly. As all of us are doing the best we can to flatten the curve, to stay well and healthy. You know, that's kind of my mantra around the household.
Well, it is, but you got to have cash to survive, and a lot of people are running out of cash. So I just figure there are two sources of cash that people may not be aware of that I want to help them out with. The first one is if they've got home equity. They do not have to get a home equity loan to get out that home equity. There are these things out there called home equity sharing transactions where if you're willing to share the future appreciation of your house, then you can get cash today in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So say your house is worth $200,000 and you sell it 10 years from now for $400,000, you would share in some of that $200,000 gain by getting maybe $100,000 in cash today, something like that.
Well, roughly? How much roughly are we having to share?
40 to 50% of the appreciation. Wow. But it's a way of getting cash now. It's not a loan. There's no payments. You don't have to qualify. qualify for it, they're willing to share in your future home appreciation. Mm-hmm. There's a website for that, findequityfreedom.com.
Okay.
And that's probably one of the biggest things people have is their home equity. And without taking a home equity loan or selling the house, there's no way to get at the equity other than this home sharing. So that may be able to give some people the cash to kind of get through the situation.
So they're getting the cash, no payments. They're just waiting out time that when they do sell the house, whatever whatever the difference is, they're going to have some negotiated sharing rate.
That's right. So it could be sell a house in a month, 10 years, 20 years, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to share some of the appreciation from the current level at no cost to you. And again, it's not a loan. There's no payments, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if that helps any of your folks, findequityfreedom.com.
Yeah.
Is that one.
It's not like you're going to have the government.
Okay.
It's not like you're going to have the government knocking on your door 8 years down the road saying, pay up, right?
No, it has nothing to do with the government at all. It's private investors. They'll do an appraisal of your house, and they don't do every house in the country. They want things that they think have long-term appreciation potential.
Right.
But it has nothing to do with the government. This is a completely private sector program. That is correct.
Okay. Findequityfreedom.com. Okay. All right.
Right.
One. Number
and
two.
The second one is if people have life insurance policies that they may not need anymore, they can sell those for hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's called the life settlement market. So say you had $1 million life insurance policy and you're 70 years old, something like that. If you were to sell that today, you might get $300,000 or $400,000, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
The hedge funds and people that buy it hold on to it. They now own the policy. They pay the premiums. And when you die, they get the $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
But you get the $300,000 or $400,000 now at no cost to you. So that's another way. It's an asset that people have that they may not need, but they need the cash today.
Mm-hmm.
And a website to find that is fundinglife.com. They put buyers and sellers of life insurance policies together. Your listeners would be the sellers of the life insurance policies. And then again, as a sort of source that it's not doing any good right now, but if you can get cash out of that today,
exactly,
that might help you get through, which is a very, very difficult time.
And that idea is a clever idea that's becoming increasingly popular, Jordan. I'm hearing more and more about that.
Well, it is.
Because
people want to buy these policies because in the long run they're going to get a good return.
Right.
But say your kids are now self-supporting and you don't really need it that much anymore. What most people do is they let their policies lapse and they get nothing for them. They've been paying premiums for many years and they've let the policies lapse. So that's, you're getting nothing out of it. This is a way of getting potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars out of it.
Exactly. I mean, how much do you think just goes by the wayside? You know, about 50% of all these life insurance are higher than that?
More than that.
Really?
Most people don't know that life settlements even exist.
Wow.
I would say 90% people don't even, they let it lapse.
Yeah.
And the insurance companies are real happy. They've been taking your money for years, and you let them off the hook.
They probably don't like
great business.
They don't like us talking about this, Jordan.
No, they do not.
Yeah.
But I'm for your listeners, not for the insurance companies. Okay?
And I'm right with you. Thank you. Hey, what are we doing about health care? Okay. Oh, we've got a third one. Okay, go. All right.
Third one, which is accessing the cash in your 401k.
Mm.
Now, the CARES Act that was just passed raised from $50,000 to $100,000, the amount you can borrow against your 401k, and lengthened out the time you can repay it. So that could be a good source of cash as well. You don't have to qualify for it. As long as you remain employed at a particular company, they're going to take the repayments out of your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's a source of quick cash you can get within a week or so that you don't have to qualify for. It's not based on your credit. And that could be a good source of cash as well. So this is what people need today, Bill, because
without a doubt.
Income is down,
mm-hmm,
they need cash, and those are three quick ways to get it.
Are there assessed penalties for taking a loan?
No penalties for taking a loan.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, if you take money out of the 401k, that would be considered a premature withdrawal. That would be a penalty.
Exactly.
But this is not a withdrawal. This is a loan against the balance. And, in effect, you're paying yourself back. So no, there's no penalty. You have to pay interest, and you're going to take a lower paycheck over time.
Mm-hmm.
But I want people to survive.
Exactly.
You know, they're starting to get these checks, these $1,200 checks per person,
mm-hmm,
$500 check per child. That's nice. That's helpful. But obviously it's not enough to get people through paying the rent and food and everything else. So these are
especially what we're talking about. I mean, we've already got we're 6-8 weeks into this, and maybe another 6 to 8 weeks before we get on the other side, and then maybe even yet it could be 3 to 6 months before we're healthy. I mean, there's certain sectors that are going to come online faster than others, but that still leaves a lot of people behind here, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And not only individuals, but small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get the so-called PPP loans, the Paycheck Protection Program loans. Mm-hmm. The Congress allocated $350 billion to go through the SBA. Already, in the last 3 weeks, roughly $250 billion has already been put out.
Mm-hmm.
So they're running out of that money fast, and a lot of small businesses can't get in. Just to give you a sense, the SBA in a good year processes $30 billion worth of loans in a year. They're being asked to process $350 billion of loans
ten times
in 3 weeks.
Yeah. No,
they're not set up for this, Bill.
No, they're not. And even if they get more money, how are they going to handle that? And then plus on top of that, Jordan, there's going to be some mistakes made. I mean, just kind of like what we went through with the banking crisis, and then they're going to come back and, you know, beat up the banks for, you know, not following the rules appropriately.
Right.
I mean, this is a train wreck.
The banks don't even know what the rules are.
Yeah, I know, exactly. My son works for Wells Fargo, and he has been pulling his hair out over some of this. He says, Dad, I'm glad I'm not in the absolute middle of it, but I'm close enough to feel the heat.
Yeah. Well, a lot of small businesses, I heard a terrible statistic the other day, that 25% of the small businesses in America have already closed permanently. They're just gone. They can't come back. They just weren't able to make it. And that's going to continue as time goes on here.
Well, in small business,
an awful lot of pain.
Yeah, small business runs the gamut. Some of them are just, you know, a couple of people in the business, but yet, you know, they're the ones that are going to fall through the cracks and not necessarily get an SBA loan because not necessarily everybody they deal with is, a quote unquote traditional employee. They may be a 1099 employee type.
Right. Right. And they're just not going to be able to make it. They were running on thin margins anyway,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to put them over the edge. I think one clear result of this whole coronavirus situation is going to be consolidation of many, many different industries, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. We may end up with two airlines, one cruise line, three oil companies, 10 banks,
But we're going to end up with a lot of pharmaceutical business coming back to this country too, because I don't think there's going to be a lot of long-term business for China going forward. Jordan, how can the people, as we wrap things up, how can they be in touch with you?
My website's moneyanswers.com. I'm putting out a weekly, what's called the Money Answers Week in Review. I've got the Money Answers Minute. I've got all kinds of resources to help people in all areas of personal finance. I get emails from your folks all the time, Bill, and always glad to help them.
Jordan Goodman right here, America's Money's Answers Man. Thank you, Jordan. Take care, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen, and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no waste of time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And I'll tell you, we have a real special treat. Senator Tim Scott is has been one of my heroes for a long time, and I've been wanting to speak with him even a couple years ago when he and Trey Gowdy came out with their book, Unified. And a couple of interview opportunities did not occur, but here he is in front of us now. Senator Scott, welcome to the show.
Well, Bill, thank you for having me on your show. Thank you for what you do for over 300 stations nationwide. You are a voice that the world needs to hear, and frankly, thank God for your work around the country.
Well, that's very kind of you, Senator, and I've got to tell you, so much of your life and reading about the mentors, your grandparents, your mother, how they spoke into your life, and just your approach, it has a tremendous breadth and background. It reminded me of my father, who often told me that anybody you meet has something of value if you're willing to be patient enough to hear them out. And that is similar to what your mentors have shared with you, because you've drawn from experiences of people that others would not think likely. Like, for example, Trey Gowdy. I mean, I would have loved to have sat in on a couple of lunches with you guys just to listen and take notes.
Well, you would have enjoyed it. Trey Gowdy, my best friend in Congress, is a person of great intellect. He is also very curious. He is I would never want him to cross-examine me, but as a dinner friend, he is hilarious.
Exactly.
You get the alter ego when you're on the, when you're before him in a trial or in a committee. I watched him pull the skin off of folks. It was pretty painful. But he is the best of the best, a solid believer who loves the Lord and has a great spirit and a great way of communicating.
Well, I will say this, and you can pass it on to him. We do miss his voice in Congress, and I'm sure you don't miss him as a friend because you're still in touch, so that's a good thing. But a little bit about your book, and we're going to be talking about Senator Scott's new book, Opportunity Knocks. And this is a little bit more of an opportunity for us to get to know the senator and his personal story, because we're able to get into a little bit more of the focus of his background, from a childhood of fatherlessness, poverty, to dreams demolished by a random accident, to the floor of the United States Senate. The New York Times bestselling author, Senator Tim Scott's new book, Opportunity Knocks, offers a compelling case for what is possible in America today with faith and determination. You know, Senator, as I read that, the banner heading that comes out to me is only in America, right?
I tell you what, perhaps you've already read the book, it sounds like, to be honest with you, Bill.
Yeah.
One of the parts you'll find in Opportunity Knocks is I am literally living my mother's American dream. She and my grandfather, as well as my grandmother, taught me that in America, all things are still very possible. And my mentor added to that and said, anyone from anywhere at any time in America can achieve the most amazing things. And I have found that to be true. If you'll spend less time playing the role of a victim and spend more time being victorious, you will find that life moves in that direction consistently. And what you'll learn also in Opportunity Knocks is that tragedy is reality. I don't shy away from the fact that I have had some tough times. I have failed in business and in politics and in school. But every single failure, I found Romans 8:28, that God had a better plan on the other side. And my obstacles have become opportunities. My tragedies have become triumphs. And frankly, my problems have led to a promise. It's as if the mess that I find myself in becomes the message that the good Lord weaves together, and I'm able to become a messenger of hope. I am thankful to have found Jesus Christ, the Lord of my life, at a hard time. And
yes,
he has never, ever let me down. And it's something that I can really lean on, and especially, Bill, in these uncertain times. The thing you'll find in Opportunity Knocks is there's a lot of certainty in life.
Yes.
Jesus is Lord,
mm-hmm.
the love of our family. And if you're alive, Jeremiah 29:11 reminds us that each and every one of us has a purpose, and God has a plan. Plan filled with hope.
Yes. He is our North Star, isn't it? Because when things
Indeed.
Get chaotic like they've been, we have to remember, you know, I tell people, senators, sometimes, I tell people, I go, you know, I'm a but God Christian. They go, what do you mean? What do you mean? It kind of shocks them. I said, well, in the Bible,
like
so
that.
Often you read about all this tragedy that's coming and the transformational verbiage that comes into play, but God. You know, and you hear trumpets blowing, and here's the deliverance and redemption of God's people faithfully time and time again. So I'm proud to say I'm a but God Christian, because I always, in the midst of chaos, even like the coronavirus and what we're going to, is God is still on the throne. As you say, there are certain consistent things in life we can count on. And whenever it has to do with God, 100%, there's no doubt, right?
Well, Bill, you have taught me a phrase I will be using. I'll give you credit the first two or three times that I use it, and then it'll be mine. But
well, of course,
but
it's,
God,
yes.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
I will say this: when I was flunking out of high school as a freshman, but God, He intervened through a praying mother my sophomore year, a fantastic Chick-fil-A mentor. I will say that no question. When I had that car accident in my senior year in high school and lost several football scholarships, but God had a better plan. I found him at an FCA meeting at a very small college on a very small football scholarship. When I wanted to run for office and I lost, but God had a better plan.
Yes.
He allowed me to get a second chance, and I tried to make the most of it. When I started my businesses, they said no, but God, you know what? But God had a better plan. And I started a different agency, and it worked out really well. Every single time, it's not because of who I am. It's because of whose I am.
Exactly.
It has been such a beautiful, painful experience to know that at the end, it's all going to fail. But God
Exactly. Bridges the Gap.
You know, I think that's the title of our new book. We need to write this together, but God, I'm right with you. Speaking of which, in Opportunity Knocks, a little bit of the background of the book relates to what happened in Charlottesville and how that how that affected you. And there were a lot of things in motion that were going on in the background relevant to Opportunity Knocks. And you were aggrieved and you made a statement, a public statement about the exception that you took to President Trump's words that you thought were insensitive. And to President Trump's credit, he wanted to talk to you about it. He wanted to understand, which kind of reminded me of your relationship with Trey Gowdy, because Trey is a white guy. He didn't understand what you had gone through in your life and your worldview, and he grew as a result of your relationship in understanding. And I thought it was a credit to this president to talk to you, though you were a bit nervous and understanding, going, okay, well, you know, it's kind of like being called to the principal's office, you know. What kind of trouble am I going to get into? I'm going to the Oval Office here, right? Exactly. So tell our audience about that exchange.
Well, you know, Bill, this is another place, but God, to be honest with you, when I made the comments about the president having compromises of moral authority because of his comments after Charlottesville, the last thing I expected was a call from the White House, but God intervened. He calls me in. We go into the Oval Office. We're sitting there one-on-one with the vice president and just two or three members of his staff and my chief of staff, and we have this conversation. We didn't get to the same page. But at the end of the conversation, in great humility, the president said, not to someone who was a president of a country, but to a senator, he says, how can I help the people that I have offended? That one statement changed everything.
Right.
And what happened was I introduced him the Opportunity Zone legislation that would help alleviate poverty for more than 30 million Americans. He was on it like white on rice the first day. And ever since then, my admiration and respect for him continues to grow, because what I found out about our president that day is that you don't try to force him onto your page. You respect his position. He respects your position. And if you do it transparently, he looks for a way to throw the olive branch out there. And ever since then, whether it's calling my mother on her birthday, or taking her for a ride on Air Force One with some members of Congress to an event.
How cool is that? Oh my gosh!
I gotta tell you, to have a single mom mired in poverty on Air Force One, it was a lifetime experience. All of that occurred because he and I had a rough patch, and he said, "Help me, help others." That kind of humility, James 4:10 speaks about that. That kind of humility is why I'm a big fan and a major proponent of President Donald Trump, because you don't have to agree with him all the time, but you respect him, he respects you, and we've done some amazing things together, from criminal justice reform to opportunity zones to a vibrant, healthy economy until the pandemic hit. Win after win after win, and he's always focusing. He always says something similar to me, which is he wants to help the people who don't have money to bring lobbyists in, who don't have an echo chamber in Washington. He wants to help the everyday person, and he has dedicated his administration to seeing that happen. And I got to tell you, it's not just heartwarming. You can measure the success of this administration and their focus and their attention on the least of these.
Senator, it's an honor to have you here on the show. And the book, of course, will be available starting next week at all the usual places, and we're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you so much. Happy Easter, Senator, and God bless you.
Thank you, Bill. I look forward to your book, But God.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
7 million children suffer.